views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Darcy Pariso. Welcome to Animal Soul Wisdom on Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're going to have fun. We're going to talk about animals and the holidays, and I would love to hear from you. So please call in with your stories, whether it's about your cats, dogs, your birds, you know, whoever makes up your family. And that, I'm going to give you that number right now. In fact, it's 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So also on today's program, we're going to enter anyone that calls in into a drawing for a 60-minute reading. And you can use this for yourself, or you can gift it to someone else. You can use it to talk to your animals, either those that are here with you presently or have crossed over. You can use it for a Reiki healing session with people or animals, mediumship reading, or maybe you'd like an intuitive guidance reading to see what, you know, what's coming up for you in the new year. You can also combine things, so I'm very flexible. So when you call in, I'm going to write your name down. I'm going to put it in my bowl. And then before the end of the program, I'll draw two names, and you'll know today if you've won. So that's kind of the format. And I have some stories about, you know, different animals and holiday tips, and I'll just kind of, you know, share those along the way in between taking calls. So that's the format for today. So I see that we have someone on hold, Cheryl from...
Yeah, I can go ahead and I'll pitch it up to right up to you if you don't mind. So yeah, if you'd like to join us, and Darcy, she's on the air now live. It's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to call in about your animals. And yes, we do have Cheryl from Roseburg, Oregon joining us. Hi, Cheryl. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Cheryl. Welcome. What can I do for you?
Hi, Darcy. This is Cheryl, and I'm calling with my cat, Jack. And I, okay. My question is, if we can go right into that, he does some strange meowing, and I'm wondering, I'm not understanding why. Occasionally throughout the day, he just wanders around the house meowing loudly.
Okay, and Cheryl, how old is Jack?
He's 14 now.
Okay, he's 14, and what does he, will you describe him to me so I can go into his energy a little more?
You want to know, like, his color or character?
Yeah,
or
yeah, what his color is, he's maybe his size.
He's black and white, he's a domestic long hair, so he has lots of hair, got like a little mustache on his face.
I
see
that.
He's a very special boy to us.
Yeah, yeah, he's been with you a very long time, hasn't he?
Yes.
He feels like
14 years.
He feels to me like he's the like the father of the house, like he's the overseer. like he keeps a watchful eye on things, like keeping tabs. Yeah, he's
okay.
He's
that makes sense.
Yeah, when I look at him, he. So I know you went through a move recently, and has his behavior changed after the move, or has he been doing this prior to that?
He did it a little prior to, but it's more since we've moved to Oregon.
Yeah, I heard it was new. It's something new. I think that there's a couple of things going on. I feel that there's been a lot of change in his life, you know, with the move, but also there's been a lot of energy changing. There's been, it's been a little weird out there. A lot of animals have been struggling with all these changes. Oh. And then I think now this past year has been a difficult year for a lot of animals, just with the energy shifts. Okay. And now I think things are settling down. I really see that with most animals. And we're moving into something that's very different and much better. And I feel that he is feeling the energy not only in the house from you, but also outside the house and all around. And there's animals around outside that he's feeling too. And that makes him, that gives him some anxiety. And it makes him feel protective, like he, you know, like he wants to push them back.
Yeah. So that sounds exactly like him, because whenever there's a, there's a couple of neighborhood cats, and he will watch them, and it's like he senses they're out there when he can't see them.
Yeah, and he's also trying to voice something, and it's, this has to do with his age. It has to do with, you know, who's out there, what he's sensing with animals, with the earth, with the move. It's a lot of different things, but also in his move, in his with his age, and his mood is one that. You know, I just don't want to tolerate this anymore. I've had enough. You know, stop already. Enough is enough. And you can help him. Have you ever used like Bach Flower Essences, like Rescue Remedy or CBD oil?
Yes.
Okay, I think that would really help him right now. And I don't think he'd have to be on it too long, but I would try for, you know, even a couple of weeks, because right now there's just an influx. And I think it'll help him to feel more balanced, more relaxed, calmer. But he also has a message for you. So I'm asking him, Jack, what is that? What would you like to say to Cheryl? Oh, he's saying you're his heart person. Like you have this heart-to-heart connection. You're the heart person. Yeah, he's showing me a string. It looks like an old-fashioned, you know, when kids play with the telephone line, you know, the tin can and the line. But he's showing me this beautiful heart connection. Does he sleep with you?
Oh, cool. Absolutely.
Okay, because I feel that's when it's strongest. He's showing me the heart connection, and it feels like at night, you know, in bed is just really like you're almost merged as one.
Oh, good. That's how I feel about it, too, because we cuddle as soon as when we go to sleep. Before we sleep, we cuddle, and I talk to him, and it feels good.
Yeah, well, it feels really good to him, too.
Good. That's good news. I love hearing that.
Yeah, but as far as the meowing, I don't feel, let me just scan his body medically because nothing came up, but let me just take a quick look. I feel that he's, you know, just slowing down a little bit, because when I started his head and just kind of in my mind's eye, I see my hand just scanning down. I see a slight slowdown around his neck, like just, you know, swallowing, maybe a little difficulty swallowing sometime, like he's a little dry. And then as we go down into his body, he just feels like he's mostly doing okay, but he's just slow, like his processing food feels like it's slowed down a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he feels like he's still pooping normally and doing all those things he's supposed to do, so that's all good.
Good.
Yeah, is there anything else you'd like to know about Jack?
That was my only concern, was what he was trying to tell me that I wasn't getting. But I had a feeling it was to do with some anxiety and animals outside.
Yeah, but it also feels that, you know how they mirror us? You know, you've had some, you've been looking at some things that have been going on around you also that have been of concern. And like I see you almost like looking out the window or like being pensive, like looking at, you know, what's in the news and what's going on. And so he picks up everything that you do. So if you talk to him and you show him, say, you know, I'm good. Just think of us cuddling at night and life is good. I'm happy. Okay. I'm just thinking about something. I used to see my dog like straining and looking at me like he was very confused. And then I would realize what I was thinking about.
Oh,
And I'd have to laugh and say, I'm okay. I just was, you know, thinking about something I heard, or, you know, I'm good. And then he would relax.
Okay.
But I see this.
That makes sense too.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Well, thanks for calling, Cheryl.
You're
very welcome.
Absolutely. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much for calling in. 800-930-2819 is the number for the Darcy Pariso Hour, and it's 800-930-2819. Just a couple of minutes before our first break there, Darcy.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I was going to talk a little bit about some cats and whether they're social butterflies or scary cats and what's next. And I guess I'll just share a couple of Facebook posts that I saw this morning, but that made me happy. One was a woman who was demonstrating how to wrap your cat up for Christmas, which sounds pretty crazy, but it's just a few minutes and I watched it and it was worth watching because it was really cute. She had them all wrapped up in wrapping paper. So if you want to see that, it's on my Facebook page, Angels and Animals. And then there was another, it was a dog that they, I was going to say dressed up like Santa, but that's not exactly accurate. What it is that they strapped like a saddle on him with the Santa Claus riding on his back. And that's really cute. Again, so go to Angels and Animals Facebook page and you'll see those for yourself. Just people having fun with animals, so check that out. But I know we're ready for that break, so...
yeah, we can do that if you'd like, sure.
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and do the break and just stay tuned and we'll be back soon to Angels and Animals on Facebook page and Animal Soul Wisdom. See you soon.
A space of allowing radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing. Join Coach Nancy to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information, visit NancyCocoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMaine.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back to Animal Soul Wisdom. I'm Darcy Pariso. You can learn more about me at my website, darcypariso.com. That's Pariso is Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O. And then visit my Facebook page, Angels and Animals. So we're taking calls today. So call on in, share your story, share your tips, and ask your questions. And so, Benny, who do we have today? Who do we have on call?
Sure, we'll take Maggie now. Yeah, we'll take Maggie now calling in from Bellevue with a cat question. So, Maggie, welcome to the show. What's up?
Well, hi, how are you? And I thank you for taking my call. I have Sammy, my cat, who has this kidney disease that I've been getting her food for her special diet, and she won't eat that. And I took, and she, so I gave her the crappy stuff, and she'll eat a little bit of it. And I want to know, she's kind of old, and she's been crying, and I don't know if she has, if she has much more longer to go or not. She's about 19 years old.
Okay, thanks for calling, Maggie. Can you give me a little bit of description of Sammy, what she looks like?
Yeah, she's tiny. She lost a little weight. She's 6 pounds now. She's black and white. She's a very sweet cat.
She is very sweet. Is she sleeping a lot?
Yes,
I see something about sleeping.
I used to let her come and sleep with me, but she wakes me up all night long crying in my face, so I had to lock her out of my room so I could get some sleep. I feel really bad about that, but that's the only time I could get some room.
Yeah, I understand. So, Maggie, have you taken her to the vet recently and had her checked out?
Yeah, I just took her a couple of days ago.
Okay, so there was no medical reason for the crying?
No. They just said that she they gave her a shot to give her some electrolytes, and then they gave me a couple of pills. One is for acid, one is for a stimulating for food, and the other is anti throwing up. Because she's been throwing up a little bit too, but she hasn't been eating her diet. But I got some other cat food, and she's been eating that this morning. I'm throwing away more of the kidney one, you know, the prescription one that they gave me. It's costing me a lot of money.
I understand. And, you know, this is really common, too, if it makes you feel any better. But what I see about Maggie is when I'm looking at her energetically, I feel like she feels like she's upside down. Like she's here and she's present and then she's not. And she just feels like she goes in and out.
That's what I feel like, you know, because she'll be very quiet and content, and then she'll just meow, 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 meow. And it's just like, oh, my word. I don't know what to do with it. I pick her up. She doesn't want to sit on my lap. Sometimes she will. It's funny.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it almost hurts her to eat sometimes because I feel her digesting the food and it just feels almost like repulsive, like she wants to vomit it or she doesn't want it. It almost hurts. And she feels like she's sore inside at times. Like a low grade kind of a soreness, almost like it's hard for her to eat. And the food doesn't, you know, stimulate her appetite. I mean, it takes almost a lot for her to even eat. That's what she's feeling like. And she's just feeling like off center, and she's just trying to like, she literally to me feels like she's, leaning on one side at times, and she's trying to find her, be pulled back down to the earth and kind of find her footing. And I feel like she's really not here very often, and she is 19. I'm asking her, Sammy, what do you want to say? What would you like to tell Maggie? She's saying like, it feels like I know you've seen the vet, but it feels like she's giving you all the signs and that life is getting more difficult for her. She wants to be here for Christmas. I feel like that's pretty common too with animals. They like to be here for a holiday because it feels important for them to recognize us as part of the holiday. You know, that's what it's about. And as far as what she sees, she says that how she's dealing with this discomfort and this kind of like, wow, who hit me in the head kind of feeling is that she's not in her body. And you can tell because she may be curled up and sleeping, but her body's hardly moving. You know, you wonder, like, is she breathing? Because you hardly see any movement. And when she's doing that lots of times, she's really, you know, visiting other places where it's easier for her and more comfortable. So she is making plans. I see another cat around her that's, I want to say greeting her, that's helping her, greeting her, that will be there to help her cross over. She's got some people around her too. So she is making plans, but it's, I don't see it immediate. This is something immediate, but I think it's fairly soon. And I guess when I say that, she does talk about Christmas being here. Sometimes they say these things and they rally a little bit and you think they're doing better and then they, you know, can be up and down. So I'm sorry to say that, but I think it's confirmation of your own knowing.
I kind of have that feeling. Well, we'll just try to make her, I try to make her as comfortable as I can. And I was going to get her some other food, just if that makes her eat it, I might as well make her happy because the other stuff she's just wasting and not looking at.
Yeah. Well, it's sometimes she has a little bit of, you know, I want to eat something, but then it's just like, I can't.
I know, because I watch her come to the bowl and she'll get up to it and then she'll walk away. So I know she's having a difficult, this is
yeah.
difficult on her. Poor little Fang.
Maggie, do you know the signs of like when it's time, when they need help?
No, I don't.
Because there are different signs, and most people, I mean, almost all of us, we wait too long, and it's hard on them.
I do too. I don't want to wait too long. I feel that it's better on them to let them go early or to when they feel comfortable, because hanging on, I won't do that.
Yeah, and for her, all she wants is you to be there with her, and I know that you're going to do that.
But
they can't go to the bathroom, if they have no, the last one is like if they can't eat, but if they're uncomfortable in their body, they can't go to the bathroom, you know, they're really not present. And then last, they refuse to eat. But veterinarians say that.
She has gone outside her litter box today, and she's been doing that a little bit. The other day she did it too. So I don't know what that means.
Going outside the box.
Yeah.
It might just be too hard for her to get into the box. Or it can just be that, you know, she's having some medical issues, but if she was checked out, I think she's kind of fluctuating with that.
Yeah, but, I think she is too.
Yeah.
Well,
veterinarians,
I guess,
say
we'll just have to make her as comfortable as possible and just keep my eye out for everything that is a good sign to when I think that it's time.
Yeah, and do that. And she knows that you love her and that you're doing the best for her.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I wanted to pick you up when you were at Nora.
Martha Norwalk's Animal
yeah,
World
Martha
on Sunday.
Yeah, Martha Norwalk. I tried to get you then, but I know you were so busy and you're so interesting, and thank you for doing what you do.
Oh, thanks, Maggie. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We had 3 hours of calls, and we were slammed.
I know. I listened to that program all the time. Okay, well, God bless you, and thank you for all the information. It just kind of makes me feel that this is happening.
Yeah, and you know, when she does cross over, she's still going to be around you, and you'll see her.
Absolutely,
you'll sense her.
I believe that.
Yeah. They don't go far. I mean, they still check in with us. It's just like our loved ones who have crossed over. You know, they're still around, and if we want to tune into them, we can.
Well, we'll just have to try to make myself aware of that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, and happy holidays, and I wish you the best, you and
Sammy.
Well,
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Benny, we've got somebody else waiting.
We do. We can start with Casey. She's calling in from Seattle. Hi, Casey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Casey. What can I do for you?
Hi. I was actually calling in because normally I'm able to see. I had a dog and he passed away. And actually, I am able to communicate with him often. And normally I'm seeing him around me. But lately I haven't been seeing him around me as much. And I've been going through quite a difficult time in life with a possible move and just a lot of stress, like so much so that I've kind of been having to go to the doctor more often. And I was just wondering, because my dog Griff, he had always supported me so much, and I was just wondering if he had anything to say, like, to me, and maybe he could come through you if that's possible.
Oh, certainly. You know, what I see for him is that he says he wouldn't let you down. He's there. He's around you talking, but he says there's a lot of like chatter in your mind, and you're just not able to hear him. It doesn't mean he's not there.
Okay.
And he says, I've got your back. I've got your back. I don't let you down. I might not be around at times. You might not sense me. It doesn't mean that I don't check in on you. And when there's a need, I'm there. So he's very aware of what's going on in your life. And he's showing me a chart with like hills and valleys, like ups and downs. And it feels like you have been kind of upside down and lots of changes going on. He's also showing me an image of you as a little girl in a wagon, a little red wagon, and he's pulling you forward, that he's leading the way, showing you the way. He feels like he is acting in the capacity of a guide. I also see a cat with him. A cat with him, and they're like brainstorming, or I don't know, they're making things happen. And I see that you do have a lot of changes, and you've had a lot of stress. And I feel that the new year is going to be a lot better for you, because as soon as you were talking, I kept seeing Kuan Yin in front of you. Kuan Yin is somebody that feels like she's very attached to you and helps you move through life when things get difficult. And she is kind of like your guide leading the way. And then your animal friends are also like kind of honing in and helping you with like some of the day-to-day things, but also to look at the bigger picture, and it feels that your world is going to open up like a kaleidoscope of color, and that you're going to have all kinds of options, and that this feels like a, like I hear the word like horrific, or like it's huge. This is a monumental now I'm hearing. This is a really important time with lots of changes and twists and turns, but it's also a very important time because you're kind of setting the stage of who you are as a woman and who you are in your work. So this new year, 2019, is going to bring change and opportunities. And some might take a little bit of, I hear brow, I guess, you know, like sweat. But it's going to be well worth it because it's going to be a better year. It feels like this year is going to be better than any of the previous ones.
Oh, that's such a relief. Yeah, because part of my stress has been that, like, because I've been so stressed that I'm sometimes having trouble, like, getting up on time and, like, you know, starting the day in time. And then I miss, like, some things I'm supposed to be doing. But then I have more stress because I miss these important things. And then it's, like, this whole, like, almost like a procrastination kind of cycle. But I don't know, things just get worse because I'm so stressed I can't sleep. And then I don't wake up on time. And so I just thought that, you know, since my dog, since we had been in communication and suddenly he's not around, I just wanted to see, you know, what advice he had for me. So,
well, I've also seen,
I know he's now around me more.
No, he is. And he's saying that too, that, like if you walk or you're exercising, it helps to quiet your mind. And that's when you can tune into him more at this time. Also it feels like sometimes you go to places that are, like quiet or safe, like a church or someplace quiet like that. And that's a good place to tune in. He's also showing me the month of February and that's going to be a time of change.
Do you feel, do you or does Griff say that it's about a move? Or I had thought about maybe going to New York for a little bit. I was just wondering if you see something about that or he could tell me.
It feels like you are going to go to New York at some point, but the thing about from now to February, I don't know that it's then. It feels like you've got other things to, I see you like tying things up with your hands. You've got other things to take care of. It feels like it's something different. It's more about solidifying your base, but it also feels like there's like some new opportunities, new classes, new jobs, you know, some new, all new things, like some new things coming in, and not just one, but a couple of them, like a zip, 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 several of them coming in. It's your aligning more with what you came here to do is what it is.
Oh, that's good. That's positive.
Yeah. And he says he hasn't left you and he'll continue to guide you.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for the tips about how to, you know, open the lines of communication a little more. I did used to go to churches in the past to kind of meditate and sometimes there was one with like a quiet room that I would go in. So
yeah, so keep doing what you've been doing. you are connected and you're supported.
You.
And talk to Guan Yin too. Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you've got good things ahead. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, it's time for another break. That came really quickly. So we're going to take a short break, and then welcome back to Sound. I'm going to welcome you back to Animal Soul Wisdom. I'm Darcy Pariso. See you soon.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Demystifying the journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790.
Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Hey, this is Darcy Pariso. Welcome back to Animal Soul Wisdom. And in this next segment, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some upcoming events. So the first ones are some animal communication classes. I'm going to be in the Shoreline, Edmonds, Washington area, teaching animal communication and problem solving. And this is a two-part workshop that you could take, you know, just one day or both. And the first day is January 19th, which is a Saturday, and we're going to learn to manage our energy, increase intuition. We're going to practice sending and receiving information to and from our animals, looking at, you know, asking good questions and our accuracy. And then we're going to work with not only our own animals, but each other's animals. And we might have a surprise guest or two also. I try to bring in some different animals. We'll look at maybe our past lives and soulmate relationships with the animals that have been with us. And that'll be on the first day. And then on February 16th, on Saturday, we're going to do part two, which is looking at common behavior problems, how they might be mirroring us. We'll look into animal mediumship, practice medical intuition, scanning, looking at chakra balancing and learning some simple healing tools, and how to use CBD oil and flower essences. So there's lots of resources and practice homework. And you can take either one day or both. It's $149 for the one-day workshop, or if you take both days, it's $249. And then on February 2nd, I'm going to be over across the Sound on Bainbridge Island in Washington at the Dayalu Center, and that's a animal communication class. And we'll be doing a lot of the same things with learning how to communicate and practicing, and also working on our confidence and anything else that comes up. Lots of practice, question time, and the details on Bainbridge at the Dayalu Center are going to be posted both on their website and my own. There's more details coming. I'm looking at adding a second day in March, but we have to wait till the scheduler is back. So again, you can go to my website, which is darcypariso.com. And Pariso is like Paris with an O, P-A-R-I-S-O. And then the last thing is I have the holiday special for, about two more weeks yet, till December 31st. And what that is that you can purchase readings at a reduced price. It's $130 for 60 minutes. And if you book a second reading, it's only $110. So a lot of people are taking advantage of that. So if you're interested, go ahead and grab one. The normal price is $160 for an hour. And what else was I going to tell you about that? You can gift them also. You don't have to use them yourself, and they can be used until all the way through June of next year. So that's another thing. People are getting gift certificates. It makes a nice gift. And you can use it for any of those variety of services also. So if the phone lines are open right now, so if you'd like to call in, again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And in the meantime, I'm going to pass on some holiday stories and tips for you. So I started off with cats a little bit. Some of them are social butterflies and some are scary cats. So one of the stories that I came across that I thought was kind of cute was about Fancy. So this cat is 7 years old, and she hates baths. And I had to laugh about that. I mean, go figure. So she hates baths, but she punishes her family. She makes sure that it's very clear that she's upset. So Fancy gets a bath 3 days before Christmas, and she disappears. And the family's searching for her. The kids are devastated. They're putting food out. It's untouched. And they're sure that somebody has taken her. They had to. And then they think, maybe she's been run over by a car. They're really upset. So now we fast forward to Christmas morning. And the oldest daughter is passing out presents. And she comes across Fancy's gifts. And, of course, the whole family's feeling very sad. And she says, what are we going to do with Fancy's things? And there's a brief silence while the family considers that. And then they hear this loud meow, meow, meow. And here comes Fancy flying down the tree. She's very indignant. Like, what do you mean? What are you going to do with my things? and they were really stunned. And the family said that they absolutely know, because they know her so well, that she was doing this to claim her presence. And she wasn't going to let another cat get any of her things. And I laughed because I thought, that sounds like some people. And animals are very much like us with our emotions. And then we had another cat who is an interior decorator. This family would hang the unbreakable ornaments down on the bottom of the tree for their cats to play with. And one of the cats in the group would take all those ornaments off the tree and stockpile them behind it. And then occasionally she'd take, one of the ornaments and place it under a branch because she wanted the family to hang it there. And I laughed and went, that might be me. So it just shows more about their personality. And they can be as particular as many of us. And that same family, by the way, also tied their tree to the wall so that the cats could climb up and down safely. And they had one cat that was so smart that she'd climb up the tree and she'd untie it. So So I had to laugh. I think just cats are funny. Okay. Well, I see that we have a caller.
Yeah.
So, Nakia, welcome to the show. Welcome to Animal Soul Wisdom. How can I help
you? Hi, thank you for taking my call. Yes, I just wanted to see if you could connect with Heidi, the cat that I lost a year or so ago.
Okay, can you give me a description of Heidi?
Yes, she's a she's black and white. I think this is a domestic cat. She was the one that you counseled me on when she apparently had a stroke or something and was walking, was just laying there walking like she just passed
that.
Out and was. Do you remember? Okay, so yeah, just a domestic. I don't remember the type of cat, but it's black and white. That's kind of, that's all I can say. Just the short hair, black and white.
I remember that you contacted me and said that her legs were. She was laying on the bathroom floor, and her legs were moving like she was running.
Yeah, like she was walking in a meadow or something, but she was just staring straight ahead. And she did that all the way to that place where I took her to have them put her down. And I didn't want to do it because she seemed alive, and yet she wasn't. She wasn't connecting.
No, she was. Her body was locked and her soul was out of her body. So she was out of her body more than she was in, and looking at that body and wanting to drop it. So you helped her to do that. So she's very grateful to you for that.
It was hours, for quite a few hours that she was like that. So it was just kind of really tore at me. Anyway, I just wondered if you had any messages from her.
She has compassion for you and says, you know, you did the best that you could under the circumstances. It feels like there were things that were out of your hand, and she understands that, and she knows what's in your heart, and she says there's no reason to, to beat yourself up, that there's no reason to ask for forgiveness, and she wants you to know that when things get rough, it's easy for her to leave her body and disconnect, and so it wasn't as bad as it looked. Yes, it was difficult for her, but she wants you to sweep that image away, and she wants you to remember the nice times, the good times. And I see her purring and walking by you and purring. And have you moved? I feel like she's around you and she's in your house, but it also feels like there's some movement around you.
I haven't moved, but I need to. I desperately need to, and kind of a conundrum, my personally, and have been for some time, because I went through some, and I have to admit that I've figured it out. I went through multiple narcissistic abuse, and took care of my brother when he had brain cancer and lost him when I was trying to save him. So it was just a lot of stresses, and I had came to a full stop when she was with me. I felt like she was trying to tell me something all the time. Like get out or do something, but I was kind of locked into my situation because mentally I hadn't worked it through, or maybe I should say emotionally. But anyway, now it's come down to where I need to move, and just very, very uncertain because of the complexities, and I'm kind of an empathic, and I know too much about what's going on in the world, and so it's like, Where do I go? And I did multiple jobs, before. I would layer my jobs and was like a workaholic. So it's like, what do I go back to, or what do I try to do for future? So I'm kind of in a...
Yeah, well, Heidi is helping you with these things. She was trying to, communicate with you, but I know she couldn't always get the message through, but she shows me like massaging your energy, like she was putting a energy field around you to help you to feel more calm and to help you to just breathe and trust yourself. And that's what she was doing then. And that feels like very much the same thing she's doing now, that she is helping you. So her message is that she sees the bigger picture. She's seen it when she's here, and she sees it even, it's expanded, and she's going to help you. And it feels like this is going to be a better year for you. 2019 is going to be a better year. And for you, I feel like it's, I hear June. There's something either coming in June or around June, there's a change. And I see a man that might have something, a place to rent, or a vacation where something's available, or something to do with a man, that there's some kind of connection there.
So she is helping you, and she says, please let that all go and remember the happy times and know that she's acting like a guide to you, and she is helping you. And talk to her. She sees your situation and what you want or need, but to talk to her is like I don't know, it's what she wants. It's like just it touches her heart more.
Oh, that's interesting, because she would seldom let me pick her up, but when she did, she would kind of knead my chest with her paw. And look at me, and just look at me like she's trying to tell me something. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. I hope that helped.
Thank you. Thank you.
Happy holidays to you. Okay. Bye-bye.
And we have one more before I think we'll wrap it up the show, but we'll take Kelly from Kirkland.
Okay. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, certainly. I'm glad that you were able to get on today.
Yeah. So I have a little dog. Her name is Callie, and she's a Yorkie. She's almost 16 years old, and I think she's demented, and she's got a lot of issues, mobility issues, and I was just wondering if there was something that I can do to make her more comfortable, or if there's something that, you know, she needs to tell me.
Do you massage her hips? Because she's showing me she's showing me like having her hips rubbed. Her hips rubbed and then down her leg. When you ground animals, lots of times you'll put your hands at like their shoulders or their hind legs, and then pull the energy down to the feet and just hold it for like 5 or 10 seconds. And it feels like that helps her, like to ground her and pull her down, and just some real gentle massage. And also heat feels good for her too, like a heating pad on low or a warm blanket.
Okay.
So physically she feels like that feels really good. Does she lay next to you or on your lap? Because I feel like the heat of your body against her feels really good too.
Yeah, she likes to, she is definitely a lap dog. But she used to sleep with us, but she doesn't anymore because she can't navigate the stairs.
Yeah.
And I'm concerned about, you know, her vision as well. Sometimes I think she can't see or hear very well, and then the next thing I know, you know, she sees a dog across the street. So,
yeah.
I don't want her to. My big thing is I know she's getting old, and I don't want her to suffer, and I don't at all, and I don't think she is, but I kind of wanted validation that I'm right.
I feel that she's not there, and she's got a few more months. This is just my feeling, you know, quickly, but, she's in the process of slowing down, you know, not feeling as well. But when she can't go outside to go to the bathroom, can't get up without pain, stops eating is kind of a last stop, but just is not engaged in the world. Those are some of the steps. And like I was telling another caller, that veterinarians say that we don't have to have every step that 10, you know, it's such a hard, you know, such an emotional decision that we try to wait till there's everything. And honestly, by that time, you know, they can be suffering. So she's saying that your timing is my timing, but she feels like she's got a little bit of a bounce in her step yet. It feels like she's saying it's a bump. It's not a bounce, it's a bump. And she knows, you know, things are declining. She wants to be here for Christmas. Who has a birthday coming up? Do you?
No.
Is it her? I heard birthday.
We have a grandson who's going to have a first birthday in January. Her birthday is not until June.
Yeah, because it felt like, okay, she wants to be here for the holidays, and she said the birthday. It feels like there's discussion about a birthday, and that it feels
and
like it's pretty close.
We have a new birth that's going to occur the end of March. A new grandchild.
Okay. Oh, wow. You've got lots of good things. Yeah. So she's excited for you and wants to be here for that joy. She'll be here for the holidays and January, the birthday. I don't know about March. I'm not sure. It really depends on her body, because this bump could be, you know, turn into something more. But you are, that's what she wants you to know, that you can relax, you can relax. And this time feels very special, like she's really cherishing it. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll put your name. I'll add it to the
I just did. I added to my bowl. I'm going to draw here in just a couple minutes for the readings. And thank you so much for calling. And stay tuned. We'll see whose name pops up out of the bowl. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, Benny, I know we just have a few minutes. I'm going to, let me see. What do I have here? About 5, 6 names. Okay. I'm going to draw one. The first one is Maggie. So, Maggie, I've got your... What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you to contact me, Maggie. I think I've got your phone number in here, or I can get it from Benny. But Maggie, contact me, and we can set up an hour reading for yourself or to gift it. Okay, next is Kelly. So the one-hour readings are to Kelly and Maggie. And so you can either email me or go to my website and book something, or email me at dpariso@live.com. The website is www.darcypariso.com, and let me know. Yeah, so thank you so much, all our callers. Happy holidays. I wish you and all your animal companions a wonderful holiday season and a very happy new year. And I look forward to our next show in January. So stay tuned for events during that time. Animal Soul Wisdom. This is Darcy Pariso.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.